Cinquegna, mamma di Chihuahua.
Cinquegna,
Cinquegna, mamma. Cinquegna, mamma di Chihuahua. Cinquegna, hai mamma.
Cinquegna,
mamma.
Hey everybody, it is Raised on the Diz. This is episode 9. Today we are going to be talking about the top rides, the top 3 rides that you should rope drop at Animal Kingdom. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm here with my co-host, Zolianne.
Hi everyone. I think that intro song kind of gave it away with Animal Kingdom.
Oh yeah, when you talk about Animal Kingdom, you got to talk about Circle of Life.
Lion King, yep.
And of course, there's a really great attraction called the Festival of the Lion King at Animal Kingdom. We'll bring it up now because we're not talking about it today, but it is a really great show that just recently returned after things started opening back up due to the COVID pandemic. So people should definitely check that attraction out if they're heading to Animal Kingdom. We do want to switch gears real quick before we get into our tips and wait times and all of those things to talk about an attraction that has been closed down at the Magic Kingdom, and that's Hall of Presidents, which is a favorite of our kids.
It is, yeah. Especially our older two, Christian and Claire, they are, you know, turning into history buffs like you and I, and they really like this particular show.
So here's the thing with Hall of Presidents. Every time we get a new president, it shuts down for several months, and they get together with the new president, in this case, President Biden, and record a new speech and design a new animatronic. If you haven't had the chance to check out this animatronic, head online and check it out on Disney's website. They just put a blog post up about this attraction reopening in August, and it's a great new animatronic that will be of President Biden, and he'll have a speech as a part of that attraction. But I am looking forward to that being opened up. I know that's an attraction I look forward to regardless of who our president is. It always is an attraction that makes me feel super patriotic and proud to be an American.
Yeah, it's a good one. And, you know, it's not just, you know, featuring the current president, but there are animatronics of all of the presidents, and they all, you know, are very lifelike. And do they all speak, or is it just the current?
George Washington speaks, Abraham Lincoln speaks, and the current president speaks.
Yeah, so it's a good one. So definitely check it out.
So that's enough about Magic Kingdom, but we knew that that was news that was just coming out as we were recording this podcast, so we wanted to make sure that we mentioned it here on this episode. But let's shift gears and head over to Animal Kingdom, and I think this is a pretty timely topic right now because there's been a lot of chatter on a lot of the websites that we follow that are focused on Disney World about lines, but especially lines at Animal Kingdom, and especially in the Avatar area. So I thought it would be good to talk about what strategy you should have if you're heading to Animal Kingdom. And this is a park that closes early. It doesn't really have a lot of nighttime hours, especially as Disney transitions away from their COVID protocols. So I think it's good to get to this park early. And it is also a hot park. It's a very hot park.
I think whenever you are game planning Animal Kingdom, and, you know, like Nick said, the hours are a little different. They're a little shorter than what you may be used to. But I think the one thing that you need to think in your mind is Pandora, Pandora, Pandora. If you want to ride any of the rides in the Avatar land, Pandora, that's where your mind needs to be, right at rope drop.
And I think this park has a few headliners. Definitely the Pandora rides are headliners, in my opinion. The Kilimanjaro Safari is another one that attracts a lot of crowds as well. So we're going to be talking about that one as well. But I think we have to start right at our strategy of making a beeline for Pandora. Yeah. Getting to this park as quickly as you can. Yeah. So this park relies solely on bus transportation. There is no way to walk to this park. There is no way to take a Skyliner to this park. Wherever you're staying, you are either driving to this park or taking a bus.
Right. No monorail at all. And this is a big park. So, you know, you definitely want to, you know, wear some comfortable shoes, be prepared to walk. Like Nick said earlier, it's a very warm park. I know it, as we've been saying over and over again, it's Central Florida in the summer. It's hot everywhere, but it seems as if Animal Kingdom is, you know, it's very, very hot, very, very humid. Not a ton of places, you know, to kind of get out of the sun. So just kind of mentally prepare yourself that you will be walking a lot. You are going to be getting hot. But if you really want to ride some of these big attractions, you need to get there early, and you really need to beeline to this area.
Well, you got to get there early, or you got to have the fortitude to stand in line for a long time. And
right.
We're going to talk a little bit about those lines here in a bit. But so the park opens at 8. That is the opening time for Animal Kingdom right now, which means you got to be in line for your buses probably an hour in advance, mm-hmm. because it's going to be a 15 to 20, maybe even a little bit further bus ride to the park. And right. then you're lining up for rope drop and being able to get into the park. And again, rope drop is being handled in ways that are a little bit sporadic right now. We mentioned last week for Magic Kingdom, there are some days that you're able to line up in the land of your choosing. Other days you are lined up at the end of Main Street. So it's a little hit or miss right now as far as how rope drop is being handled. So just be prepared for that as well. You may get into the park a little bit early, but mm-hmm. at this time it doesn't seem like there's a very good way to predict that. Right. So, but Animal Kingdom is opening at 8 right now, which is pretty early, but we're going to talk about why that's so important to be there when it opens with our first attraction.
And I think it's important, especially if you are staying on site and you're taking one of those buses, to remember that, you know, if you are heading to Animal Kingdom early, chances are everyone who is choosing to go to Animal Kingdom that day, or the majority of people, have the same thing in mind. And so, yeah, don't wait until the last minute to, like, don't, you know, go down to the buses at like 7:15 thinking, hey, I'm just going to hop on a bus and, you know, be there in 10 minutes. It does take some time to load the buses, especially if there are a lot of people there waiting. So I would just say, you know, err on the side of caution, get there as early as you can, be patient. And you know, you will get there. Just make sure that you leave yourself enough time.
We weren't able to do a couple of these attractions, both of the Pandora attractions, on our last trip, which ended a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I would not put the lines when we were there in any kind of catastrophic territory or right. anything that was really uncomfortable to wait in. I think that has changed over the past month. What I'm hearing now from a lot of folks that are in Disney World now and in a lot of the message boards that we follow is that rope drop has never been more important.
Right.
And definitely for these headliner rides, in this case for Flight of Passage and Pandora, you've got to be there at rope mm-hmm. drop. So, it's early. 8 o'clock is early for a park opening, but definitely would recommend being in line for your bus as early as possible to get that process started.
And I'm bummed that we did not get a chance to ride these two rides, especially Flight of Passage. Even though, you know, we've rode this thing before and we know what to expect, it's, you know, it was unfortunate that we weren't able to make it onto those two things. So if you are, you know, planning your very first trip and you're not planning maybe to be back for a while, definitely try to get to Pandora to ride on Flight of Passage and the Navi River, especially Flight of Passage. That's my favorite. It's fantastic, and you will definitely not want to miss that.
All right, can we talk about the rides now?
Uh-huh, go.
All right, let's do it. So Avatar Flight of Passage is, in my opinion, one of the best rides in Walt Disney World, potentially the best ride in Walt Disney World from a technical standpoint and mm-hmm. excitement. So this is Soarin', on steroids.
Yeah.
So this is a flight simulator. You're riding on the back of a banshee, and you don't have to be familiar with the Avatar movie franchise to enjoy this ride. Basically, you're riding a dragon.
Right. And I feel like some people may be like turned off by all of that if they're not sure what Avatar is all about. And honestly, it's been years since I've seen Avatar, so I don't know a ton about it either. But you don't need to really know what the movie and the story is all about to appreciate this area. So keep that in mind.
So it's a thrilling attraction. You feel the wind on your face. You smell the different smells that you're supposed to mm-hmm. smell. And it's in 3D as well. So awesome ride. Long waits. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder on how we do this here on Raised on the Diz. We're going to talk about the wait time that is posted by Disney. And then we have an app called Lines that comes from touringplans.com. You get access to Lines as part of your Touring Plans subscription, which is only about $20 a year. So it's mm-hmm. just for a little fee. You get access to this Lines app and all of the resources that touringplans.com offers. So at 1 o'clock today, The wait time for Avatar Flight of Passage in Disney World and Animal Kingdom was 120 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the Touring Plans Line app said that the wait was 99 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So not a big discrepancy, Zolingan. A long wait regardless of how you slice it.
And this is a ride where you have to be 44 inches or taller. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, aside from the fact we didn't do rope drop in our last trip, this is another reason why we skipped this one, because Carter wasn't able to ride it. And with a wait that long, you know, as I said before, it's, you know, a kid just kind of waiting around for an extended period of time, really not doing anything. So we kind of skipped this one for him. But keep that in mind. If you have young kids in your group, they have to be 44 inches or taller to ride on this thing.
So the queue comfort meter, which a reminder, this is just basically my little ranking of how comfortable the queue is. And the queue is the area where you stand in line. The queue comfort meter on this one, I'm going to give an 8 out of 10. It's a pretty comfortable queue. Most of it is indoors. Mm-hmm. Most of it is air conditioned. You snake your way through kind of a laboratory. And at one point there is a life-size Na'vi, which is the alien race that's featured on this ride. Mm-hmm. It is suspended in kind of a container of water. So it's a really impressive animatronic. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty great queue. Again, 8 out of 10 for this one. I don't mind standing in line for this. I said today I would do an hour and a half in line for this ride. So I would be enticed to potentially do the hour and a half that was listed today by Touring Plans Lines app. But it's a tough one for us with kids.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say if it was just you and I going, I would totally stand in line for this. That's how much I love this ride. But with, you know, with young kids, it makes it a little hard. So
the next one here, we're just going to stay in Pandora because I think you could potentially do both of these attractions at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think it might impact your decision. If you do have young kids, you're going to want to head to Pandora regardless. Mm-hmm. Because Na'vi River Journey, which is the other attraction in Pandora, really fills up quickly as far as a line. If you go down to Avatar Flight of Passage and you're able to get on quickly, if you're at the head of the very large group that heads in that direction, mm-hmm. when the rope is dropped, you might be able to do both of them. But this one is just a leisurely river journey mm-hmm. Through Pandora. Very technologically impressive. They use a lot of the same projection technology here that they do on Cinderella's Castle for Happily Ever After, mm-hmm. where they project entire scenes on the castle. Mm-hmm. Here they use them to simulate animals. And this one, there's really nothing thrilling about it. I think that's the big knock on it.
Right. Yeah. I almost, you know, and it, like Nick said, it's very impressive, all of the technology, and it's visually really great. So it's really cool to look at. I almost wish it was more of like a Pirates of the Caribbean or something with like a little drop somewhere. I think that would have made it really great. It's not super long. That's kind of another sort of downfall. And yet it's neat. I mean, if you go and you've never been on this ride before, it is definitely something to try and to take a look at. But the line, you know, is long. And I think that, you know, just with it just it being one of the two rides in Pandora, that's why it kind of gets that long wait time, even though it isn't as thrilling as some of the other rides in the park.
But it's a great ride. And the ending is really great because probably the most advanced animatronic in Disney World is featured at the end. And it's a shaman, a Na'vi shaman who sings and has really lifelike movements. Right. And if you want to check that out, but I have to warn you, if you go on to YouTube and watch a video of it, you're going to be spoiled with the ride.
Right.
But the animatronic is even impressive to watch on video. So this is a great one. Here are the wait times for this. So Disney said 60 minutes at 1 o'clock today. Touring Plan said 38. So that was at 1 o'clock. You're going to wait a little more than a half hour in line for this one. We are recommending to rope drop it because it is so close to Avatar Flight of Passage and because I think you want to do both of the Pandora attractions at one time.
Right.
A half hour is not bad to stand in line for this one.
No, and the queue, you know, I mean, you can rate this with your little comfort meter. But
I give this one 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't think this one's bad. I mean, you're outside for a lot of it, but it's all covered. I remember the fans being really, you know, really good and you know, good at sort of keeping you cool. But I agree with Nick. Like, you just, you know, knock them both out of the park at the same time, and then you can move on to other places in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of fans here. It keeps cool. It's out of the sun. A 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
The third one that we're recommending to Rope Drop is if you don't have any interest in Pandora or anything, Na'vi or anything like that, head over to Kilimanjaro Safaris. And this is one that you're going to want to potentially do in the morning when when it's not so hot, when the animals are moving around a little bit more. And as I mentioned animals, I'm remembering that I probably should give a little description. So this is a real live savanna and a real live safari tour through the savanna. Disney has basically recreated a African savanna and safari experience on a large part of the Animal Kingdom Park. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see wildebeests and rhinos and elephants and lions and hyenas and giraffes. A lot of giraffes and close up too. They're going to walk right up to your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you get on a large Jeep-like vehicle and you're on there with probably 30 people. And this is a longer ride too. It takes probably about 20 minutes from start to finish. So this is a great ride. Our kids really like this ride. One of the great parts about this ride is when Disney gets back to kind of elongating its park hours a little bit, they'll actually simulate a sunset on the savannah using LED or LCD screens. And it's really cool. It keeps the animals more active and kind of simulates what a sunset would look like on the actual African savannah.
Right. I was actually just going to mention that. So, you know, if you... For some reason, if you don't rope drop, or for some reason during rope drop, you can't get to this particular ride, maybe wait until closer to the end of the day, because you'll get to see that. And it's really cool.
It is really cool. So this one attracts some long waits. The Disney wait, as posted on the My Experience app today at 1 o'clock, was 70 minutes. And Touring Plans Lines said that's a little bit exaggerated. We'll put that one at 40 minutes. So a little bit more than a half hour. Not a bad wait for Kilimanjaro Safaris.
No, I don't think that it is. I mean, I don't think the queue's bad. I think it, you know, the line moves pretty quickly and, you know, they're very efficient. The cast members are very efficient at loading people on and off of these kind of Jeep buses that you get on. So yeah, it keeps moving.
The queue comfort meter for this one, I'll put it a 7. It's mostly covered and has mostly coverage by fans. So it's not bad. You keep cool. The most important thing on any of these queues in the lines is that you're out of the sun.
Right.
And at Animal Kingdom, that's a plus because there is a lot of heat at Animal Kingdom. It gets very hot.
Yeah. So, and this is even a nice one for, I know that you mentioned for the last podcast about Big Thunder Mountain and how it tends to be a little kind of crammed, and Peter Pan's flight is a little crammed in the queue. This has a nice big wide open queue. So, you know, you can even take your strollers, and this is a mistake that we made the last time, but if you have young children and strollers, you can even take your strollers through the queue up to a certain point, and then they will have signs kind of directing you to, all right, stroller drop off is right here. And so then your child only has to walk or be carried for a portion of that queue.
So those are the three rides that we're recommending that people head to. If you think you have an interest in heading over to Pandora for any reason, head over to Flight of Passage or Na'vi River Journey. If you are interested in seeing the animals a little bit more active than they might be in the afternoon, head to Kilimanjaro Safaris. So those are the reasons why we're making those rope drop recommendations. And you'll see here that today there were some rides that had some longer waits, but we're basing these next three that we think that you can wait to ride on a bit of the data, taking a look at how the line waits have been, and personal experience as well.
Right.
So one that I would recommend waiting to ride is Expedition Everest. Mm-hmm. It is a great ride. It has a higher height requirement. It has a height requirement of 44 inches. Mm-hmm. So this is one that little kids can't ride, and I think that cuts down on the lines quite a bit.
Right.
Disney puts this at a 45-minute wait at 1 o'clock today. Touring Plan said 26. I would easily wait 26 minutes in this line, and it is a line that moves quickly, and the queue is great and very engaging with a lot of Yeti artifacts for people to take a look at. It's almost like a museum, a Yeti museum.
Yeah.
The background on this ride is that you're on an expedition into the Himalayan Mountains to track down the Yeti, and you find the Yeti. And so it's basically a roller coaster with a backstory.
Right.
And this is a really fun ride.
Right. I would wait 26 minutes for this again and again and again. And I know that, you know, I'm not a roller coaster person, and yet this is one of my, this is one of my favorites. It looks more intimidating than what it actually is. If you're standing, you know, down looking up at the mountain, it looks, looks really scary, but it's not too bad. And, you know, even for someone like me, who's not a huge fan of roller coasters, this one is really neat. And like Nick said, the story is pretty interesting.
And you'll see the wait times really go down throughout the day as well. We have stood on the standby line many times to ride this ride. Mm-hmm. It is not one that typically builds up a very long line, regardless of what time of the year it is. And so I would fully recommend that you could wait to ride this one. The next one is Dinosaur. Mm-hmm. And this is a really good ride in the Dinoland area of Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And this is one that has a 40-inch height requirement. So some of the little guys or little gals can ride that. Mm-hmm. Today it was a 70-minute wait according to Disney, but Touring Plans Line had it at 46 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's still a pretty long wait for that ride. And honestly, when I checked out the Lines app today, I was surprised that it was that long, because how many times, Lillian, have we walked onto this ride?
Yes, I remember, you know, riding this many, many times where the, you know, we could just walk right on, or we didn't wait very long. So yeah, 46 minutes seems a little extreme, but it is a good one. And it is nice that, you know, younger kids can ride this thing. Just keep in mind, though, that it is rather loud if you've never rode
on. And scary for kids.
It is kind of scary. Yeah. So I'm honestly surprised that the height requirement is 40 inches, not because it's a roller coaster or anything. It's, you sit in a Jeep and it's, you know, I mean, it's kind of rough though, but it is dark. It can be loud. So I was a little nervous to put Carter on this the first time, but he ended up loving it. But you know, your kids better than anyone. And so if that, you know, the darkness and the loudness of the dinosaurs, if you think that's something that's going to bother them, maybe skip this one. But if not, it's, you know, it's a great ride, but maybe one that you don't have to run to a rope drop.
So this one is a trip back in time. You're going back to bring back a dinosaur into present day, and they have lots of great animatronics of all kinds of dinosaurs, including a Carnotaurus, which is a type of Tyrannosaurus Rex, which mm-hmm. always freaks out all of our kids, regardless of their age. I mean, Carter is still talking about the T-Rex from the right. ride, but he loves dinosaur. He's a pretty tough little guy.
Yeah, he's pretty adventurous. And like toward the end of the ride, there's like a hidden camera, you know, that takes your picture. And regardless of how many times we ride this, everyone's like, ah, whenever the dinosaur comes out. So it's scary every single time, even though you know what's coming.
Yeah, that's a good call out, because I know what to expect and I'm always like that too. So this is a great ride. The queue is almost all indoors. Anytime that we've ridden it, it's been indoors. There is a queue area outside, mm-hmm. so that could be a little warmer. But the inside areas of this ride, I'm giving a 10 out of 10 for a queue comfort meter, because there's also dinosaur exhibits right. and a dinosaur skeleton in this ride as well. So it has a great queue.
Yeah, it's like you're at, you know, a museum or something. So
that's right.
That's cool.
So last on our list is Cali River Rapids. This one has a 38-inch mm-hmm. height requirement. And if you do have smaller kids, they have to ride specific rafts, and the cast members will take care of that. But basically, they just have to sit in a seat that has a lap bar. So that's just an extra safety device for the kids.
And what they'll do, because this is what they did with Carter the last time, is they checked his height, I think twice maybe, whenever we were in the line at two different spots. And then they put a special little band, little like bracelet on his wrist, so that, you know, whenever we got to load onto these little rafts, the cast member there knew that, okay, this kid, you know, needs to be in one of those special seats. So they're very thorough.
And so this one, Disney had it at an 80-minute wait. Touring Plans Lines had it at a 47-minute wait. So that's longer than anticipated. We walked onto this ride several times mm-hmm. on our trip. Probably towards the late morning hours was when we were able to do that. Yeah. And one thing to note is Disney will shut down outdoor rides whenever there is a thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. Those were times that there wasn't a thunderstorm. The lines were just shorter. And I think that this does tend to have shorter lines more often, definitely, than something like Avatar Flight of Passage or Navi River
Journey. Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's another one of those. I mean, if you're not familiar with what this is, I mean, it's a river rapids ride. So you're on this like circular raft and you go down this river. And, you know, unlike Navi, there are some drops and there are water, there's water. And so there's a definite possibility that you are going to get wet. So there may be people just not willing to, you know, go on this thing and run the risk of getting wet, even though it's hot and you're going to dry anyway. But some people just don't like water rides. So
look, there's a chance if you ride Splash Mountain that you're going to get wet. On Navi River Journey, you are going to get absolutely soaked. From head to toe,
no.
Soaked. You are going to have waterfalls fall on your
possibly,
head.
Possibly.
Literally.
If you are the unlucky person or couple of people in that section of the raft, yes. So it is all a matter of chance. And yet, I think it's a fun ride.
A very good chance.
I've rode this quite a bit, and I have gotten wet a little bit. But hey, you're at Disney. You're at Animal Kingdom. It's hot. You're either going to be sweaty or wet. So, and you're going to dry quick. So it's not a big deal.
Buckets of water fall on your head. In Splash Mountain, they shut off the water sometimes as far as the water that squirts on you that doesn't come from the flume drop. On this one, all the time, water. Water dumped on you. Your shoes will slosh for the rest
no.
of the day. It is a fun ride. I like it for my kids. I do not like getting that wet.
It's not that bad. It really isn't. I say go for it. I mean, if you don't mind a little bit of water or a lot of water, go for it. It's fun. And it's not very long. So that's maybe my one complaint. But honestly, like each time I've rode this thing, I have anticipated being the person that gets drenched. And I've just evidently been lucky that, you know, I've kind of walked away, not drenched, but I've had fun each time.
Everybody gets drenched. I rode it twice on our last trip. I got drenched both times. It's very humid in Florida in June and July, and I never dried for the rest of the day. My shoes were pretty much wet that entire trip because of the thunderstorms. And I mean, we knew what we were getting into, and I knew what I was getting into when riding Cali River Rapids, but Claire wanted to ride it. And so we
said, Claire loves it.
Okay. And she will ride it again the next time we go. Sometimes we go in January, that ride is usually shut down for refurbishment. So that's a good excuse. Yeah. I don't dislike the ride. I like the ride. It's very fun. I just do not like getting that wet. So I'm going to play the other side of the coin now and talk about the Q Comfort Meter. Mm-hmm. Q Comfort Meter is a 7. I like this Q.
Yeah, it's cool.
It has a lot of great ambience. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly under roof and mm-hmm. has fans. So this is a pretty good one.
And there's a really cool fountain in the queue, like in the kind of the roof area or under roof area that is like a cobra fountain or something. Isn't there like a cobra?
There is. And then there's a giant cat statue as well.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that up on the Facebook page, the giant cat statue that's in this queue. But it's pretty cool. I have a picture of it from our last trip.
Yeah. This is in the Asia section of Animal Kingdom. It's not far from Everest.
Yeah, that's right. So those are all pretty much in the same area, too. So you can hit Dinosaur in mm-hmm. Dinoland, head to Everest in Asia, and then wrap up in Cali River Rapids, which is right there as well. And there's lots of other attractions to check out. Some of the shows aren't back yet due to COVID-19, but Festival of the Lion King has a modified show that's back. There are some recently redesigned bird shows that I've heard that are really good as well. And so there are a lot of attractions to check out in Animal Kingdom. You definitely don't want to miss it if you're planning a Disney World trip.
And even, you know, Discovery Island, I feel like this is an area that, you know, at least for me, it's kind of like my Tomorrowland of Animal Kingdom. I often forget about this one. When things are back to normal, this is where we saw Pocahontas a couple times ago whenever we went. And so it's a really cool area to go to. There are like kind of like a zoo type area on Discovery Island where you can go and actually see some animals there. So check it out. And, you know, just to keep in mind with Animal Kingdom, there aren't a ton of things to ride. I mean, that's why our list is so short. We just did 3 rope drops and 3 not to rope drop. There isn't a ton of things to ride. There are shows, but there is a zoo feature, of course, with the safari. And then there are also walking trails where you can see animals. There's one, the jungle trek that Claire really likes, that you can go and see tigers and gorillas and go into like a birdhouse. And, you know, so it is, you know, part park, part zoo. And so kind of keep that in mind. You know, if you're going to Animal Kingdom for the first time, don't think that you are going to another park just like Magic Kingdom or just like Hollywood Studios with a ton of rides. This one is a little bit different, and there's not a ton of things to do for like little children, you know, under 38 inches, But, you know, I think that with the animals, you know, they can, you know, get something out of this as well.
Yeah. And to Zolian's point, there are animal exhibits that are spread all over the park. Mm-hmm. And also one attraction that we didn't mention is It's Tough to Be a Bug, which is located inside the Tree of Life, which is a really great show, a 3D show that features characters from A Bug's Life. Mm-hmm. But that pretty much wraps up Animal Kingdom. It's a really good park. Mm-hmm. Recommend that everybody go there. You just need to make sure that you get there early enough before the heat comes and before the lines really back up, because this time of the year, and I would say moving forward, Avatar Flight of Passage is going to have a really long line every day.
Right.
So that'll wrap up our second in our series of rope drop tips. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/raisedonthediz and on Instagram at instagram.com/raisedonthediz. And you can like and subscribe this podcast anywhere you're listening to it, including on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other services. But thanks for spending a half hour with us here on Raised on the Diz.
Have a magical day.
And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.